Hello, everyone. I'm just going to get right into things here, and we'll tell some stories later.
I would like to invite you in, share a moment with me. The day is simple, a lesson learned becomes its offering. Waste away your hours, soon you'll waste away years. Bring it all down around you now, you'll bring it down. Bring it down. Weave the threads of your tapestry with each deed you think to do. Wrap it tight around you now, you'll bring it back to you. Watch the sunrise before you sleep. Take this vigil to your grave. Give the moment all you are. It gives back all you could be. Waste away your hours, soon you'll waste away years. Bring it all down around you now, you'll bring it down. Bring it down. Weave the threads of your tapestry with each deed you think to do. Wrap it tight around you now, you'll bring it back to you. Take the path that comes your way and say, I want to take the path that comes my way, and whatever it brings me, I will cry out, I want to. Bring it down. Weave the threads of your tapestry with each deed you think to do. Wrap it tight around you now, you'll bring it back to you. Take the path that comes your way and say, I want to take the path that comes my way, and whatever it brings me, I will cry out, I want to. Take the path that comes your way and say, I want to take the path that comes my way, and whatever it brings me, I will cry out, I want to, I footprints in the dust on the steps as you take your leave of me.
All right. Hello, everyone. So I know it's been a bit since I've been doing the live stream, so I wanted to do a concert that kind of captures a little bit of everything that I typically do for an original show. Little geek, little goddess, little girl. And that first one, that was from the Waiting for Nothing album. That was written when I was part of the duo Telling Point with the amazing drummer Sue Balashek. And I specifically remember performing that song at a venue called the White Inn in Fredonia, New York. And we were playing, and at the time I was working as a manager at a children's hospital and performing, on weekends and vacation time. And I was playing this song during the show, and we wrapped up, and I looked at Sue and I said, I want to do this full time. I want to follow my own direction to take my path, and my path has got to be music. And from that point on, I worked towards letting go of the management position. I ended up moving back to New York. I pursued my own solo project, which you all know now is Rhiannon's Lark. And that solo project happens to have some very nerdy, geeky songs involved in it, like this next one about a gateway game. I started out with a plan to build a monopoly. I've got the best numbers, they're sure to be rolled, and soon I'll have all I need. I left very little to luck. I prefer to rely on strategy. Two roads away and a settlement, and the sheep ports all for me. But I've been double-crossed, hung out to dry. Stolen my sheep, but though you have no sheep, I am left to cry. I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for wheat, I've got sheep for anything, I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for stone. I'd even take that brick from you, I've got sheep for wood. I don't understand, was it just for spite? You're in just as much of a bind as I. We're both out of luck, can't turn back time. You're the proud owner of an empty port, I am left to cry. I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for wheat, I've got sheep for anything, I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for stone. I'd even take that brick from you, I've got sheep for wood. I'm a third of the way to a development card. That's a long, long way from winning. I just can't find a good way out. I've got sheep for wood, I'll trade you two for one. All right, five for three, I've got sheep for wood. I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for stone. I'd even take that brick from you, I've got sheep for wood. I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for wheat, I've got sheep for anything, I've got sheep for wood, I've got sheep for anything,
thing I've got sheep or wood.
All right, it is wonderful to see so many familiar names. I can't see your faces, but soon, very soon, I am planning on being at OVFF this year, so for any of you who might be also planning to make the trip to Columbus, I'm very much looking forward to seeing some faces there and making some music together. It has been far too long. So in addition to the geeky stuff, you know I do a lot of more spiritual numbers as well. The name Rhiannon's Lark, for those of you who haven't heard the story before, is based on the Welsh legend of the goddess Rhiannon. And she has these birds that she sends out into the world to help her in her work. And these birds can either raise the dead with their singing, or they can sing people to sleep, and when they awaken, all of their troubles will be gone.
There's a wee green bird who visits me when I feel weighed down by my troubles. He sings a melody so sweet, asking me to join, so I do. It's a living gift from a brighter world when our own just seems too dark. It's the voice of the goddess in a little lark. The second bird in pearly white comes along when I just can't let go. Her harmonies will soothe away my struggles and finally let me rest. It's a living gift from a brighter world when our own just seems too dark. It's the compassion of the goddess in a little lark. And the birds of Rhiannon shield you from all sorrow till the dawn of join in song when the world seems the most hopeless. He's got a way to make things right when you awaken, your troubles have passed you by. It's a living gift from a brighter world when our own just seems too dark. It's the power of the goddess in a little lark. And the birds of Rhiannon shield you from all sorrow till the dawn of tomorrow. And the shield you from all sorrow till
So despite the fact that my little chat bot, which gives me the messages that are coming in through Facebook and YouTube and Twitch, says that I have zero viewers, the chat is very busy today. So I apologize if I don't react or comment on a lot of things people are saying. I may have to go back after the show and catch up with it. But it does not mean that I don't appreciate you being here and letting me know you're here with your chat comments. The next one that I want to do was written during OVFF 2019, which was my first OVFF. And for anyone who's not familiar, they do something called the Iron Filker Competition. So when you arrive on Friday, they release the theme for the weekend, for the Iron Filker Competition. And you can choose to participate in the contest by writing a song to that theme. And then on Sunday afternoon, you go and you perform the song, and there's a panel of judges who are experts in the filk community, and they release their decisions shortly after that. And this song was written for the theme Lost in Translation. It is the same title, Lost in Translation. And as I was thinking about this, I was trying to figure out, okay, so other than specific language translations, what other kind of messages do we lose in trying to communicate to other people? And I started thinking about social anxiety and how those of us with social anxiety lose a lot of the messages we're trying to get across, either through our lack of verbal communication or through misinterpreted body language. And people just don't always get the message that we're trying to put out there. So this is my take on Lost in Translation. I meant to say I like you, but I just hid my eyes. I meant to introduce myself, but my God, what would that imply? So I'll just sit here quietly and somehow hope you guess all the things that I can't say. My social graces are a mess. And all my good intentions are just lost in translation. We're speaking the same language, but my message goes astray. My social anxiety comes across as impropriety. I only hope my muddled cues don't chase you away. If you like a puzzle, try me on for size. Hours of decoding fun are yours. I'm quite a prize. The smallest nod, my great esteem, while wide eyes hold my pain. When I run and hide, you'll know you've captivated me again. But all my good intentions are just lost in translation. We're speaking the same language, but my message goes astray. My social anxiety comes across as impropriety. I only hope my muddled cues don't chase you away. In time you'll find you hear the words that never leave my lips. My feelings like the sun, still there despite a full eclipse. You'll need a bit of patience, don't judge me by today. Perhaps a few years down the road, I won't have to say that all my good intentions are just lost in translation. We're speaking the same language, but my message goes astray. My social anxiety comes across as impropriety. I only hope my muddled cues don't chase you away. 'Cause all my good intentions are just lost in translation. We're speaking the same language, but my message goes astray. My social anxiety comes
comes across as impropriety. But if you get it, you might make a new friend today. Yeah, if you get it, you might make a new friend today.
So if you are enjoying any of these songs, you can find them all at my Bandcamp, rhiannonslark.bandcamp.com, and all of that streams for free. So you can hear some different versions of a number of the songs. The studio albums obviously have a fuller arrangement, and there's a few live albums up there with some of the Sounding Like Today songs. All right, so a number of years ago, I was out on the West Coast. My husband and I like to do vacations that combine hiking and breweries, so the West Coast is an ideal place for us to be. And we were out in Olympia and walking along the beach, and the tide was starting to recede, and there was just this little puddle kind of up farther on the beach where we were walking, and I looked down in that puddle and I thought, what if there was a kraken in that puddle? Like, just a real tiny one. What would that be like? And so, of course, it emerged into an entire story and a song, and Tiny Kraken was born. Tiny Kraken, you are so adorable, makes me want to sigh and coo. Baby Kraken, safe under the water, how could anyone fear you? Little Kraken, exploring your tide pool, your first teeth have just come in. Toddler Kraken, wondering how the world works, you're just learning how to swim. Oh, but the world makes assumptions. When you've got a big head and tentacles, if you're not the hero, then you must be the villain. And you're just not quite hero stuff. Gangly Kraken, awkward with the other fish, fitting in is hard to do. Adolescent Kraken, dragging quite a stench around, everyone makes fun of you. Assumptions. When you've got a big head and tentacles, if you're not the hero, then you must be the villain, and you're just not quite hero stuff. Full-grown Kraken, now it's time to prove yourself. You know what they all expect. Adult Kraken, chaos follows in your wake. Men in ships alike are wrecked. Oh, when the world makes assumptions, couldn't be the hero, and so you were the villain. You'll be the greatest villain yet. Decades of despair all across the seas, 20,000 leagues saw the Lord of the Rings. Stout men's hearts will slacken when they hear, release the Kraken! You'll be the greatest.
greatest villain yet. Overweight Kraken, lounging in the watery depths, reflecting on your reign of terror. Geriatric Kraken, ready for your quiet years, put to rest the world's great error. Oh, when the world makes assumptions, you know they deserve what they get. You couldn't be the hero, and so you were the villain. You were the greatest villain yet.
I love seeing the evolution of Kraken visuals that people have been able to come up with over time. So that song was nominated this year for one of the Pegasus Awards for Best Cheerios Song. I strongly recommend that you wait for the Pegasus Awards concert so you can hear all of the songs performed before making a vote. But if you are part of the Filt community, which I think most of the names that I'm seeing up here certainly are, make sure you do take a minute to pop on the OVFF site and vote before it closes. And that will be at the end of October. The final weekend of October is going to be OVFF in its entirety. I'm going to skip over to something completely different. This is another one from one of the older Telling Point albums, and this is off Enchanted, which is a chant-based album. This next song is called Bound. It's about the idea that everything that we do in our lives, aside from ourselves, aside from what we are born with, is a choice. So whether it is your spirituality, your job, the goals that you pursue, the people that you choose to surround yourself with, it's a choice. So choose wisely and know that you can always change your mind if it's necessary.
Unto all else unbound. We are bound unto ourselves, unto all else unbound. To the God lights our spirit and calls by secret name. To the God that lights our spirit, we bow unchained. We are bound unto ourselves, unto the goal that grants us purpose and drives us on. To the goal that grants us purpose, we give our all. We are bound unto ourselves, unto the love that walks beside us or waits a step behind. With the love that walks beside us, we share all our lives. We are bound unto ourselves, unto
Right, so I want to do a couple songs off of the new album. Newish was released in April this year. And this song I wrote right towards the beginning of the pandemic. And it was inspired by a friend of mine who uses phrases like, I miss your face, or it's so nice to see your face. And so I wrote this song called See Your Face, about the desire to connect during a pandemic. All my friends are online, can't talk to them in real life. Stripped of all our senses, can't touch in Facebook messages. Think I lost my empathy, it's caught off by technology. Just let me see a smile, it'll keep me calm for a while in this new reality. The city is a ghost town, everyone's in lock. Down. I look for reassurance to know I can endure this. Think I lost my empathy, it's buried in anxiety. Just let me see a smile, it'll keep me calm for a while in this new reality. I took for granted a night out with friends. Now I wonder when I'll see them again. All of the road trips and gatherings are canceled. We'll see what the future brings. And I just want to see your face. We'll pretend we're here in the same place. We'll share our strength and our fear. I'll know you're there, you'll know I'm here. And I just want to see your face. And I just want to see your face. And I just want to see your face. That's true. Time is a relative concept. It is very hard still, for me at least, to keep track of what day it is and, you know, what's coming, what's going. The next song that I want to share with you is the title track off of the new album, The Long Road. And this song is all about, for those of us who are nomads at heart, who are always ready to move on to the next thing, to meet new people, to learn new things, to have adventures, and who have felt particularly constrained by the lockdown and the limitations placed on us. The idea that we can still move forward, maybe not with our bodies, but with our spirits, with our minds, with our goals, and we can continue to experience new things and celebrate. This is The Long Road.
trials, through our joys. We walk the long road, read our footprints, lead our lives. On and on we move, nothing holds us too long. Keep the rhythm flowing with drums and with song. On and on we move, many journeys in one. Forward we go forth till our time here is done. We walk the long road, through our trials, through our joys. We walk the long road, read our footprints, read our lives. On and on we move, and we choose where to pause, choose how to grow, and choose our next cause. On and on we move, and we wield our free will, give all we are, and the trail calls us still. We walk the long road, through our trials, through our joys. Walk the long road, read our footprints, read our lives. On and on we move with the ones we hold dear. Friends cross our paths or entwine for a year. On and on we move, will you join us always? You are always free to go, but welcome to stay. Every moment matters, but nothing lasts forever. We plant the seeds and nourish them, trusting in the richness of the earth. Then we move on. We've done and conceived. On and on we move with the wisdom we're shown, knowledge we carry further down the road. We walk the long road, through our trials, through our joys. We walk the long road, read our footprints, read our lives. Read our footprints, read our lives.
I'm going to go backwards for this next one. This is off of the Sugar and Spice and Dinosaurs, That's What Geek Girls Are Made Of album. And this is about one of my favorite fictional characters, Miss Arya Stark. It is based on the books, not the TV series, so if you were soured, I'm sorry, but I think it's still a good story to be told. This is called Not Today.
A debt that must be paid. The stranger claims his due. A life for a life, a choice that must be made. The time is right for you. Not today, not today. I won't kneel, I won't pray, I won't learn the name of death today. Not today, not today. I will hunt, I will slay, and you'll take peace with death today. With no care for honor, he stole away my father. He whispered at my ear, whetted by the slaughter. He came then for my mother and thought to make me fear. Not today, not today. I won't kneel, I won't pray, I won't learn the name of death today. Not today, not today. I will hunt, I will slay, and you'll take my place with death today. A new face I will bind, though the enemy is blind, to keep my name from chance. Trials loss and time, my assassin skills refined, I step up to the dance. Not today, not today. I won't kneel, I won't pray, I won't learn the name of death today. Not today, not today. I will hunt, I will slay, and you'll take my place with death today. And you'll take my place with death today.
I've got two more for y'all today. The first is about the very first time that I played Dungeons and Dragons. Some 20-odd years ago, back in high school, the GM at the time is now my husband. And sometimes your character is not the most memorable part of a campaign. But I'm going to sing to you about what was the most memorable part of the campaign. And his name is Job, the armored donkey.
The legend lives on, though the years past are long since my very first time campaigning. A party for, we were ready for war, though three of us had zero training. My character's build was a strange mix of skills. She could move silently and cast glamours. I'd never have bet that her strongest asset was her penchant for making great armor. A pack mule we sought for the gear we had bought, and we soon found one that was quite hardy. Then in my spare time I mastered a design of lizard scale mail for the donkey. It's Job the armored donkey. Oh, it's Job the armored donkey. Our first mission in, there's a river to swim, and we fret over whether Job will sink. His light lizard mail lets him ford it quite well, but he prays as he reaches the far bank. He's seen a bright flash from the depths, and we dash back into the river to search it. We come up with gold and treasure unforetold. Job's keen eye has made this trip worth it. Oh, we're rich thanks to Job the donkey. Oh, it's Job the armored donkey. It's not long at all till we're caught in a squall, and we have to make camp in the open. We awake in the night, 50 orcs we must fight, and Job's hobble we see has been broken. The orcs come en masse, 10 to each one of us. Their arrows will take us life and limb. Job gallops the line, catching each one in time, and their bolts just shatter against him. Job the donkey. Oh, it's Job the armored donkey. My friends, you can laugh, I too thought it a gaff. I mean, who makes a donkey wear scale mail? Yet time and again, he's been more than a friend. Our adventure sans Job would surely fail. He's saved all our lives about 34 times and made us obscenely wealthy. We're famed across the land thanks to him and our band, and we count him as one of the family. Oh, it's Job the armored donkey. Oh, it's Job the armored donkey.
All right, so the last song that I want to share with you today is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to use the backing track from the title song of the Sky Full of Phoenix album. So for any of you who haven't heard the album before or haven't heard this song before, you can hear what it sounds like in the studio recording with all of the backing vocals and backing instrumentation, drums, and all that good stuff. Sky Full of Phoenix is about not letting anyone or anything keep you down, prevent you from becoming everything that you know you are capable of becoming. Why should there only be one creature that gets to rise from the ashes and be reborn at any time? I think that we all have that capability.
In the legend, there's a bird that rises from the ashes. Spread across the sky in flight. soar above the past, all that was, all that would be, alone, winging swift against the night. Over landscapes littered with mistakes and best intentions, the almost and the choices never made. Only one to be reborn, to move on past the ending, to learn from what was lost along the way. But why would we settle for that storyline? The masses numbly watching one break free. Their chances all around waiting to be taken. I feel the phoenix burning inside me. Envision, if you will, the mythic beast, a unique creature, power strange we could not possess, gifted to emerge from all the wreckage in his glory, a thousand lifetimes heat in one coalesce. But why would we settle for this storyline? The masses numbly watching one break free. Chances all around waiting to be taken. I feel the phoenix burning inside me. We all want to rise up. We all need to rise. Rewrite the legend instead of a one. Our fire will fill the sky. It's a sky full of phoenix across an endless horizon. It's a sky full of phoenix, a never-ending flame. We all want to rise. Instead of one, a fire will fill the sky. Build the pyre, write the words, and speak your eulogy, letting go of sorrow and despair. Close your eyes, light the match, and turn your thoughts within. Your past gives birth to freedom if you dare. We all want to rise up. We all need to rise. Rewrite the legend instead of a one. Our fire will fill the sky. It's a full of phoenix across an endless horizon. It's a sky full of phoenix, a never-ending flame. We all want to rise up. We all need to rise. Rewrite the legend instead of a one. Our fire will fill the sky. Rewrite the legend instead of a one. Our fire will fill the sky.
All right. That is it for me today. Thank you all so much for coming out and sharing a little part of your day with me, sharing some music. So in 2 weeks, I've got another online show coming up. That one is going to be an all oldies show as opposed to this all original show. And you can find the info for that on my Facebook or on my website at singinglark.com. That'll also direct you towards anywhere else you might be looking to find. If you're looking to stream music, if you're looking to watch videos, you can find it all linked through my website. And I hope to see you all again soon. Until then, bye.